Yeah, Y and EVR, Keep It Thorough program. I think we got my homeboy Mano on the phone. Mano.
Yeah, what up, buddy?
What up, buddy? Unstoppable. Where you at right now, man?
I'm in Charlotte. I'm in Charlotte right now.
Oh man, you got a show tonight?
Yeah, you know what? I gotta go to Virginia. I had something last night, and I was supposed to be in Michigan, but they canceled that, so I'm on my way to Virginia.
Okay.
I got something there for tomorrow. So.
Well, I know why you're working so hard. You got two projects, man. I know why you're working so hard. You got two projects. Explain to everybody what you got going on, man.
Yeah, we just dropped the mixtape, I Am Who I Am, the album before the album. We just dropped that yesterday. And we just gearing up for the new album the day after tomorrow, and just grinding it all the way out. You know what I mean? We got records out there, videos, and just keeping it moving.
Yeah, so you dropped a new one with Push today, The Last of the Mohicans. That's off the mixtape hosted by Greenland, of course. Let's give Green his props. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, everybody knows, like, this isn't just a bunch of freestyles. They're all original songs, too, right?
Yeah. See, that's what I do. You know what I mean? Like, I try to, you know, when I said for the album, I really meant that. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like a lot of these songs are album quality songs.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now, like, we in a time right now where we got to kind of, like, do a lot more. So I understand it. So this is why I wanted to give them, you know, two real projects, you know, and really cater to the street and, you know, the internet, you know, as opposed to just dropping an album off of the fact that we got a video on MTV or BET, you know?
Yeah. It's just a great warm up. So talk a little about the album. I know you had a little, I couldn't make it, but you had a little, you know, quiet, secret big dog listening session, you know, with the album and stuff. You know, give us some insight into the album. Like, what's going to make the album different from the mixtape? Like, what should people expect from the album?
This album right here is like a part two to my first album, where I kind of, like, you know, was in my life, I was going through this transition period where I wanted to become a rapper, and I was, you know, actually still in the street, and I was on parole, and I had all this drama going on in my life, and, you know, music, I was trying to get in the game, I was bumping my head, getting into trouble, so music was something that I felt like was a way out for me, you know, because I had this picture in my mind that once I got into the game, then all my problems would vanish, and everything would be good, we would live happily ever after. So this album kind of picks up where the first one left off, you know, because I actually, God bless me, put me in, you know, got me in a game and, you know, gave me a chance to make a couple of hit records and, you know, my life changed. My life changed, my experiences changed, you know, my mind is broadened, my creativity is broadened. So this album, you know, is kind of detailing what I'm going through today as a person who is I'm not on the street no more. You know, I'm not writing from that perspective. Yeah. I'm actually in the game, you know, trying to go from one level to another. So, you know, it's still real. It's still great concepts on there where I'm detailing everything that I feel like that I'm going through.
Yeah.
And I think people, you know, definitely enjoy it.
What do you think your secret is? Because obviously, you know, from a, you know, credibility standpoint, you know, your pedigree is unquestionable. But, you know, you've also adapted well to the business that, you know, we're in the business of making hit records. And you could do that, too. What do you think has been your key to be able to adapt to that? You've had some huge records, Hiatus, All the Above. Like, you know, why do you think you've been able to adapt to that? Like, that doesn't frustrate you when you, like, at the record company and they're like, well, Mano, give us a hit. Like, how do you deal with that?
I think because from very early on, though, I think I kind of understood what was needed. And I always kind of watched the artists that I looked up to. When you watch artists like Jay, and you watch artists like Pac and Big, they were able to do both. They were able to straddle the fence and give you. They were able to hit the charts, and come with big records and big videos, and you know, and have that crossover appeal. But they still maintain who they were. They still were able to give you street records and give you records, you know, disc records or whatever the feeling was, whatever the emotion was. They were able to give it to you, and you didn't look at them no different. You know what I'm saying? Talking about females, and you didn't look at him as being less than who he was. So I felt like I was always, you know, able to do that. I can give you an All the Above, which is not actually a street record, but it's more of an inspirational record. You know, I could do a Hot Hater, I could do a Million Bucks, I Let It Fly, and you know that's always been something in me. You know what I mean? I always felt like that was probably part of my my biggest, you know, abilities, because I'm not a super metaphor dude. That's not really my thing, but I could tell a story. I think being lyrical is also being able to draw a picture and getting people to see the picture through what you're saying, through your words. So you know, where I come from.
You also be hurting the ladies out there, man. You got that Could Be Us too, man. You really you went the lane on that, man. You know what I mean? Talk about that song. What zone did you have to get in to come up with that one?
I felt like I needed that, man. I feel like, because I had started going on the road and going to places, and there would be like a lot of females at my shows, a lot of females I'll run into, and then they would be like, I like your music, but when you gonna make a girl record? Like, I do make girl records. They're like, nah, I ain't talking about the, you know, what you want to do to me and all that. I'm talking about, like, where's the records that make a dude feel good about having me as, you know, where's that record that's gonna make me feel good? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I really thought about it, and I tried to grow with it, and I was just like, you know, and I tried it, and you know, without even realizing it, and it came out as That Could Be Us.
Yeah.
And shout out to my man Mr. Roger and Dangerous LLC, you know, for producing and helping me write the hook. It just came out dope, man, and I don't feel like it's me trying to stretch and go too far.
Yep.
Because it was easy. I was actually, you know, really detailing things that I like about female.
No, speaking of the females, you know, like the other day, I might have accidentally caused a shitstorm because I was fiending for the mixtape, right? Because I knew he was going to be on the show. So I had Green Lantern, and I was like, yo, I need a joint off the mixtape. Give me a joint off the mixtape. So he sent the I Still Love You joint. This is like 7 in the morning, I swear to God. He sent me the I Still Love You joint, right? So I give it to my young niggas, Amaya, my little young blogger niggas. They throw it up there. We just throw the song up. I don't think they even really fully understood what the lyrics were or broke it down. So then we put it up on the Rap Radar, right? And then Miss Info put it up and ran with it. Miss Info was like, oh, this is Mano talking about Lil' Kim, blah, blah. And then, you know, the gossip sites, we off and running. We off and running. And I'm like, I didn't even know. Like, it just, the gun went off, man. So just for the record, is this about Kim? And then, her camp sending out crazy emails? Like, can you just bring a little bit of clarity, not to be all up in your business? What he said? Mano, we got lost, Mano? Mano, you gonna call back though, man. See, it's like a little teaser, man. It's like a thriller. He's gone. We're gonna get him back. He got cut off real quick. Why don't we get into the joint? I Still Love You. I'm gonna get Mano back on the phone. We're gonna talk about this record and break it down. Is this record about Lil' Kim? You know, is that just some shit for these gossip blocks? It's a dope record, regardless. Check it out. I Still Love You, Mano. YN.